Today is the day on The Morning Show as we put the spotlight on Riverdale schools this month and talk about all the great things that are going on and have gone on in the past school year. Joining me is Riverdale Schools District Administrator Jeff Campbell, who looks a little well-rested here today, now that school is out.
Yeah, I guess, you can say that. I think I'd have a little bit more time to focus on those things that you kept putting on your list during the school year that you just didn't have the opportunity to get to at that time. But we're right into that work and getting ourselves ready here for the end of the year and then end of our kind of fiscal year here and then starting up with July 1 and getting ready for the next school year.
The hallways are quiet. That doesn't happen all that often except for a couple months, does it?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a different feeling. It's a lot of things wrapping up. We just started our summer school programming last week on Tuesday, so we're kind of into that, but that's in the morning. So it's a lot of meeting time. It's a lot of getting together with our administrative team and just making sure we have everything wrapped up from this school year and then focusing on what 26 and 27 is going to bring for us.
Well, let's review it. You know, you were on with us each month this past school year. I think we began last year talking about your number one egg program.
Yeah, that was a big highlight this year. We received that recognition during the summertime. Callie Coe went up and received that from the state of Wisconsin as the number one egg program in the state. So we really celebrated that this year and kind of pinpointed that. I think a couple years ago when we put on that building referendum, that was a big spot that we emphasized was increasing our egg kind of part of our school, and we did that with the egg addition that we put on thanks to our community, and we were able to put on a nice egg addition that has really evolved and allowed Kelly to evolve, and then the Jack Meister family with their donation for the Outdoor Learning Center added to that, and we were able to progress that building moving forward a lot quicker than anticipated in our kind of we thought it would be kind of a three-year plan, and it ended up kind of within a year we had that building out there, and this next year will be thanks to the village and the township of Muscadet, we'll be hooking up with water here within the next couple months. So that will help with the bathrooms, kind of put the last addition on that out there. But our egg program and the work that Callie and the students, and kind of focus on the students too, have done within that program, just amazing work. It's great to get that recognition for a program that Riverdale's known statewide for. And it was a great start to the year because it's that positive push that you want to start your school year. You always want that positive news, that positive feel for your school, and it was a pride that everybody had, you know, in the school district. And a lot of times, you know, the focus is always on school districts and athletics, and they're always like, you know, what are they good at in athletics? And I think something that we're really pushing and pride ourselves in is not just our athletics, but also all of our clubs and organizations that we have running with it. And it's great to see the wide variety of students that take part in those, and this is just one example. So it was a nice way to start our year and kick the year off on a good note.
Strategic planning, I know we talked about that through the year as well.
Yeah, so year two with our admin team started in the fall. I think the first year we were all in new roles. I was the only one that had been an administrative role out of the four of us. So it was year one was just catching up, and I think we were running a referendum. Yep, we were running a referendum that year too. So it was kind of like getting all of that stuff in place first and not making a whole lot of changes and looking at our vision and that kind of establishing our vision of what we wanted the district to look like from our perspective, and then working with our staff and our community members and our school board of developing a vision for what everybody thinks, you know, Riverdale wants to be within the next 5 to 10 years. And so I think that first year was just a year of putting those things in place, getting those things together, getting comfortable with our team, and having our team kind of know, because two of the four of us had been in the district for quite a while. About 10 plus years, but getting Sarah Pleckelman into the elementary and kind of understanding that role when she had been a high school teacher her whole time, and then inviting in Stacy Sadinsky and Sarah Gruen from outside the district and getting their ideas and their experiences from other places, which is very valuable. We're always learning from a lot of other places and working, you know, and networking with other districts of what's working for them, and it was nice to get their perspectives in there and outside perspective in. So it took a year for us to kind of get that vision laid out and get comfortable with each other and know what we wanted to achieve. And, we started the strategic planning process during year one, and that rolled into Implementing it here year two of our time together, but this past year we've implemented a lot of that, and we just reviewed our goals of where we were with what we said at the beginning of the year, and we've accomplished a lot of things or made progress to those. The one thing with a strategic plan is you go in, and it's not like 1 year and you're done and then you set a whole new set of goals. Some of these are working goals throughout, so it just keeps our focus on what we want. So when we're making decisions at the school board level, I'll do a presentation in July at the school board meeting coming up, just to kind of go over our goals from the year, things that we accomplished, the path we're going for. So when we're making decisions at that level, we're thinking about, okay, 2-3 years down the road, this is why we're doing it. Not just to kind of fill a gap now. It's a long-term vision that we have for our district. And, you know, I'm happy to say that, you know, we'll be back as an admin team year three together. So that helps a lot. So that vision and that idea of what we want to accomplish can continue on. And we'll take the next step. We'll take into year two. We'll start that here in July and set those goals, and then meet with our team of staff members, from custodians to cooks to paraprofessionals are all part of that team, along with our teaching staff, administrative, our coaches. They all get together and we review those goals with them. And if they have anything else they would like to see, then we kind of put those things out there. And I'll get the school board input from them at the meeting when I present. So that's kind of the process we're in, year two of five, and then we'll be looking at, you know, probably not before long, as we'll be looking at, you know, in more input from the community and everybody else when we're revamping the plan a couple of years from now. So that's a process that isn't easy, but it's a fun process. I enjoy it a lot because it gives me an opportunity to really dive into some of the work that we're doing in the district.
You've had a chance to highlight a lot of staff, and I always admire the fact that you have a lot of longevity on that staff. And I'm guessing you and the admin team, that's one of the things that, you know, you don't have to micromanage. These people know how to do their job, and you worry about other things then, basically, right?
You sure do. You can see the people I bring in here. I said this is probably the most talking I've done on the morning show. You know, almost combined to the whole thing. But that's great, because we like to highlight those people that work with us. And they're tremendous staff. And I think one thing that we keep saying is that, you know, one thing that makes us go at Riverdale is we continue to put things, kind of, people do multiple roles. And sometimes we ask people, and we got to be careful. We got to pull stuff back sometimes from certain people. But we ask people to do a lot, and they continue to do it, and they do it at a high level. And we just got to be careful with that too. And, you know, sometimes when we give something new onto somebody, we want to restructure something else to somebody else and kind of pull that away so that those people have that time to get on that new initiative. But we do have some longevity on our staff, and we're very happy with that. We tried to, a big focus of ours, and even on our strategic planning, was ways to appreciate our staff throughout the year, little things that we can do. We asked for some input. We did a staff survey this year during the February, which is one of the most probably, you know, if you want some truthful opinions, you do a staff survey in February. And that's what we did. And we're okay with that, because we want to lead by that. We want to know the honest input of people. And that has helped us kind of view some of our goal setting for the next year. And it gave us some input and gave us some things that we can work on better in each building too. So we've done some planning there. And I think that input's important. So when we get that input from our staff, you know, we put it to good use. But with the staff that we have, I would put them up against any staff around, and just the work that they put in for the students. We did recognize Judy Makovic for her time. She was through the WRSA, the Rural School Organization, she was the support staff member of the year. She's worked in our district just number of years. I know we had Judy on about a year or so ago, talking about her time here. And she's, you know, 50 to 60 years in our district, and just a staple in our elementary office. She'll be back again next year, you know, to work with us there. We also were able to get our coaching staff, which is Lynn Terrell, Kelly Schaefer, and Sherry Wilkinson, out on the state scene too. And this wasn't necessarily a recognition for them, but it was, because they were selected to present at both the Rural School Alliance Conference on the role that they play in our school, and then also at the state convention, which is an application that you have to go through a process for, and they were picked to present there too, and presented in front of the entire state, you know, of leaders and school board members. And it was a proud moment for me because those three do so much work behind the scenes. They work hands on with our staff constantly, and I think those three are one of the main reasons we have longevity in our staff, because the staff feels like they have somebody they can go to for support and for help when those, and bounce ideas off of them. Very experienced people in the classroom, and they just bring a huge amount of experience to their roles of instructional coaches. So very pleased with them, and there are three people. Sherry's going to take on library media specialist this year. Kelly does a ton of work with our technology, and I'll talk a little bit about, we received, while I'm talking about Lynn, she's going to roll into our DPI literacy coach, which we received a grant this year, along with, in our CESA, I think Barneveld and Richland Center also received this, and she's going to work closely. It's a DPI-funded position for 2 years, and so she'll be open up a little bit more into our classrooms working in that role, and then that's going to, we're going to have to hire an interventionist to kind of fill that position with the funding from the DPI, which is all right. We had that before, but we had to cut it around referendum time. So we'll be able to bring back a halftime interventionist, which will help our kids in the reading department. But receiving this grant's going to help us for 2 years, and Lynn's quite an experienced person to kind of lead that for our school district.
You had some students get some state recognition, Jeff.
Yeah, we sure did. I mean, and I talked about with our state performances, athletics, we had wrestling and powerlifting that were able to compete at the state level this year, along with just finishing up Kaylee Carter in our track season just finished up. But besides that, we had people compete at state in forensics, FBLA, in ag, in music. This year in a number of different categories. So it was a great year. It seems like we always do kind of a walkout ceremony or kind of a send-off ceremony at our high school for any state competitors and anything. And it seemed like there for a while, Mrs. Gruen was doing it constantly, almost every week here and there. So it was great to see a wide variety of kids that participated in those things and were able to do those things. We also got the opportunity, although we didn't participate in them, our facilities, we hosted three sectional finals this year. We hosted in volleyball, I think it was Division 5 for volleyball, and then we hosted our D3 softball sectional final, and then also D3 baseball sectional, which was all three events were very competitive, and it brought I think one thing it does is it shows the, you know, what Kurt does with our athletic department, and then once again the people that are willing to help out to host those events. Even though we weren't participating, it gives our kids the idea and the hopes of, you know, achieving and being in that. They can come and watch those activities and they realize, okay, this is what it is and this is what we're working for. So just great for our community, and just to have those individuals state and also to host those events at our facilities.
Looking ahead to the new year, some things that you're implementing for staff as you look at, I guess it's 26-27, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So some of our main goals this year, AI will start. We've kind of adventured around with it a little bit, and we started it a little bit with the kids in our junior high, working with Shay Clickle's done some work in our 7th and 8th grade levels a little bit in our social studies, but we're really going to focus on kind of training the staff this year in areas of AI that they can use in the classroom and ways that they can kind of start to develop with the kids and trying to teach kids. This isn't going away. I know it's a controversial topic. You know, what do we do? Do we use it? We're going to embrace it, but we're going to teach kids the right way to use it. There's a lot of talk out there about, oh, you know, kids are just going to use it to cheat. And you know, if we approach it the right way and we start to teach kids what's out there, we want them prepared to see both sides of it. And the things that can get you in, you know, trouble if you are cheating at the next level or on our level, but also the way of using it productively, because there's I use it in my work. I know a number of our staff have already started to use it. It does save time. That is one thing it does. That is one positive. So we got to look at the ways that kids can use it. And it's one of those things that a couple years ago, I think people, when it first started, it was kind of on the brink, and you're looking at jobs now that are almost being eliminated because of it, that, you know, kids are like maybe changing their career paths now because of something of AI has kind of taken over an industry. So it's like trying to evolve with it and trying to use it as a tool is kind of our main focus. We'll continue to talk about relationships. That will be a huge one. That's kind of the main driving point behind our vision that we have. We just got to keep building positive relationships with our kids and our staff and building it that way. So those will be big things. We are going to do a safety study. We want to make sure our buildings are safe. We want to make sure we're up to date with the latest that we can to make safety, which is our number one priority within our district. So we'll do a study this year just to see about things that we might have to, you know, change in our schools to make them safer. Entryways being one of those, I know, are a hot topic right now, and we got to look at that. We've got a building that was built in 1996 that wasn't necessarily built for, you know, what we're facing in education right now. So we'll start the process of looking at that and take that with a couple companies that are able to come in and do those things. And then continue to work on our, you know, strategic plan year two, and then our kid-centered approach. People understand that when they, you know, are going to work at Riverdale, it's going to be kid-centered. Everything we do is kid-centered. And, you know, some places may say that, but we truly have to believe that, and our staff believes that when they come in, that everything is kid-centered. Anything we talk about, anything we do in our district needs to be centered around our kids, because that's the point of why we're here and why we're in the profession.
Yeah, most definitely. Also looking ahead, I know, have you made some changes for 4K and kindergarten as well?
Yeah, we have. This will be year two in our 4K. We'll be running the same thing that we did last year, where we broke into two kindergarten or 4K sections. So that's going to help us out a little. We're going to kind of see what the data shows us too, and the progress that we're making in those areas. One thing with 4K is that before we kind of had, they did academics in the morning and then more of a play setting in the afternoon, and then another group came in and did their academics, but they did play setting in the morning. Now it's a strictly a whole day 4K that you're receiving, you know, your academics throughout the entire day. So we added a teacher last year to the district to make that work. A great investment within our district. Have a wonderful 4K staff. I think Anya Drone, who has done it 20 years almost on her own, was happy to have a partner. And we're rolling right into that now. And I think we're going to see the impact this year in our kindergarten, which is going to help us out a lot. The thing that 4K in kindergarten, we'll be doing some things with SEL this year, which is our social emotional learning, which is a hot topic within the state. We get funding for some mental health funding, probably not enough to really do what you want to do, but it's something that we get so much per kid. We'll be implementing what's called seven mindsets within our, that's going to run first grade through sixth grade. And then Second Step is a program that we're going to work in our 4K in kindergarten. So these are social emotional learning programs that help kids kind of develop those feelings about how they're supposed to think about through situations, and just start to have that common language in our schools. So we're excited about this. We've never really had a system in place. This is going to help us do that moving forward.
Do you have any open positions for the new school year?
We do right now. We talked about that halftime reading interventionist that is posted out there right now. And we also have a sixth and seventh grade English position, which we're interviewing on Friday. So if anybody's out there listening, interested, still getting their name in the mix for those interviews on Friday, we'll be interviewing and have a candidate from that to take to the board meeting in July for approval. So we're looking to hopefully by the July board meeting, you know, knock on wood, as anything else changes, having everything full and ready to go for the school year. So we're pretty excited about that. We've had some great, we've had a couple other open positions, some extracurricular positions that we're looking to fill now. But other than that, we've, as far as teaching staff goes, by July board meeting, we should be full and ready for the school year.
That's not bad. I know hiring sometimes is a real challenge for everybody, you know, and it doesn't sound like you're going to be too busy with that this summer then.
Not at this time. You know, you always have some surprises as the year goes on, but we've tried. One focus that we're doing within our district is we're really trying to build our own right now, because it's like getting those young kids interested, getting those paraprofessionals that might be have an interest in teaching, getting them the resources that they need to try to go back and get their licensure. We're seeing that more and more it's going to have to come from that. It's going to almost have to come from, you know, your area and that, because the numbers just aren't out there what they were coming out of the colleges. So when we put out there, we've had great candidates, we've had great interviews, but you're competing against, you know, so many other districts for the same type of position. So I think it's right now it's building that interest in education and then trying to get those alumni to come back that you know and are familiar with, and really driving that way. And then being at least letting them, you know, opportunity to be able to compete in an interview with your other applicants. And, you know, they have a pride. They have a sense of being here. We've got one alumni in our speech position coming back this year, Addie Bird, that will be a great just, you know, it seems like she just wasn't out of school too long ago, and here she is coming back to work in that position for us. So we're pretty excited about, you know, the people that are going into it, education from our district, and that have an interest of coming back, and also the new people that have applied for it. So we're interested to see these interviews on Friday. We're pretty excited about those.
Senator Mark Lyon was here yesterday, and Representative Novak, and they're still optimistic that maybe the state can get together this summer and approve some sort of bill that would help with special education. And I know that would go back to this past school year. I know you wrap it up in July, but that would be beneficial for all schools, wouldn't it?
It really would. And in the past bill, you know, is what it is now. You know, it didn't go through. We were optimistic. We were hoping that it would go through and provide us a little bit additional funding. With the spec ed, you know, in this previous budget, they had talked about a 42% reimbursement rate. That ended up being 38.9%, I think it was, is what it officially came out to be. So that's almost, you know, 4% than what we were planning on in our budget. One thing which is great, Leah Babel with our budgeting does, you know, we've never really got that full amount, so she understands that. So budgeting wise, it's not too far off from where we had budgeted anyways. We didn't budget for that full amount, so budgeting wise, we understand that. But if we can ever get to a point where, you know, that guaranteed money, it makes it a lot easier for us budgeting wise. So when you say 42% in the budget, you hope you can get that 42%, but then it doesn't come out to be that much, you know? And so we'll see. I know people are working hard behind the scenes and trying to make it work. And we've got to work together as a group to find ways to, you know, to fund schools in a way that takes the pressure so much off our taxpayers and referendum. And as rising costs continue for everybody, it's not an easy thing. So we've got to put our heads together. We've got to work together, and we've got to tell the whole story and make sure that we're doing that on both sides so that we can get ourselves in a position that is a better way to fund our districts. And hopefully a plan can come forth, and we'll continue to have those conversations, you know, with our associations and with our lawmakers. And hopefully at some point we'll be able to get to that point where we can reach something that kind of takes it off our constituents and you know, puts it a little bit more in our surpluses and things that we have available money to spend on.
You do get great support from the community, and we're going to highlight that on the second part of the morning show. I was there on the last day of school, and the Riverdale Education Foundation awarded more prizes, but we'll highlight that coming up. But it's you couldn't do it without them, could you?
Oh, you can't say enough about that group. I mean, we have retired teachers, we have community members headed by Greg Kinney, and they just work tirelessly. I mean, this is not something they you know, we talk about a family feel there. I mean, they're an example of it. I mean, they are the ones that put forth the time and the effort, and they're doing it all just out of goodwill, and they continue to do it. I think 16 years they've given out awards now. I think it was something about they had raised over $16,000 and gave back over $18,000. I mean, that just goes to show the money they're raising, they're giving back. And it's, once again, it's kid-centered, and we're just focused on what we can give back to the kids. So it's one of my favorite days of the year. I've said that a number of times, just because I think it's a culmination of the hard work of what they've done as a foundation, in appreciation of what our staff does. So I don't know if they get thanked enough. I don't know if you can thank a foundation like that enough, but they're wonderful people that truly have the heart of Riverdale in mind and our kids in mind.
Wonderful. So we'll play some highlights of that that we recorded on the last day of school. Jeff, as always, thanks for coming in. The next time we talk, you'll be kind of really focusing on the next year, won't you?
You bet. We're looking forward to it, 26-27. Just a plug out there, registration begins August 3rd, so Ooh. You can mark that on your calendars now.
All right. Do that.
We'll do.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Jeff Campbell, Riverdale School District Administrator, on this portion of The Morning Show.